Corra baba Santa Riva. Himna for you, Jehovah, himna for you. Oh me. Come on, raise your voice. Oh, the 10th leper, return with a loud voice. Is somebody here going to return with a loud voice? I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done for me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not in the grave, I'm not in the coffin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Mase tere bokoshita. Rabababa. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. God, God. Ghost. You are Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your hands if you can. Jesus Christ. We'll sing to Jesus. El Elyon.
El Elyon.
You're the God Most High. You are Jesus Christ. Your presence.
Hallelujah.
Daniel, sing for me. Roba baba baba kasata riba. Shetere bobo. Kera baba. Kera baba kasata riba boko shetere. Are you here? You've left the room. Come on, lift your hands if you can. We're singing to Jesus. Oh, se teremo koshi. We worship. We worship. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Sing with me. Hello, Israel.
Hello,
Israel. Hello,
Israel.
Hello, Israel.
Hello, Israel.
Let me hear your voices. Let your voice be heard. Sing to him.
Jesus
Christ. One more time.
God Most High, Jesus God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, Rabababaka Santari Baba. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for battles we escaped. Thank you for battles we won. Thank you for the edge of the sword that you made us to escape. We thank you because you never submitted us to the whims and the caprice of our enemies. We give you praise. Cause us celebrate you.
Father, within the short time that we have, speak to us. Give us the 31st of December word. Let us not remain the same. Thank you, Father. in Jesus' precious name. Come on, give the Lord a hand. What will I do without you? Come on. God bless you. Amen. Well, let me congratulate your neighbors on the left and on the right and say you're welcome to church. So you made it. Despite all the devil did, you made it. Woo! Amen. Be seated. God bless you. For the first time, I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, two things I need to announce to you before we move forward. First of all, we're going to have a service tomorrow, 10 a.m., because tomorrow is Sunday. Normally, we don't have service on the 1st, but tomorrow is Sunday, so we're going to have 10 a.m. And second announcement is that 12 Days of Glory starts on the 2nd. I know why you're not shouting. You don't plan to attend. Don't worry. You will attend. In the name of Jesus. And your life's not remain the same again. Please indulge me to do this. If you're in the neighborhood, you are here for the first time, you live around Gusapi, can you please rise to your feet? Come on. Be bold. Come on. Don't be shy. Don't say, I just want to... Come on, rise to your feet. Come on, come on, come on. Where are they? Where are they? Remaining some people. They still think if you clap more, they will stand up more. Well, God bless you. We're going to disturb you a little bit for 13 days. But we want to acknowledge your coming. We appreciate you in Jesus' precious name. Come on, celebrate them one more time. Be seated. God bless you. Amen. Turning your Bibles to Matthew 11:28. I can't finish this service, this message tonight, but I will start from a very good place and continue in the course of the 12 days of glory. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I need to let you know that this is the message I plan to preach on the second day of the 12 Days of Glory. But the Lord told me, preach it today. Even though I know I can finish today. So he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Let's read verse 30 together. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't say go. He didn't say go against. He didn't say go away. He didn't say go forward. He said come. In a world where people are selfish, in a generation where people think about themselves, it is that even up to the cross, he was saving lives. He said, come. Not people who have money. Not people who have things going for them. All you who labor. Does that not remind you of David? Those who are discontented, those who are hoeing people. Those who were down. I was somewhere with my son. And the person was acknowledging how much Coz has grown. And he said, some people came here and they said, oh, they bring people from Maraba from. I said, yeah. Yeah. We just started church. You will see more of that in 2023. Because God said, come. He doesn't care the clothes you're putting on. He doesn't care. That's why maybe people have not taken cognizance. We've never given you a letter to invite your uncle that works at the National Assembly or minister. No, it's deliberate. Because it's not every church that has the grace to take people out of the tomb if they've been dead for 4 days like Lazarus. He said, let's go and wake up our friend. Oh, were you not excited about the testimony? Somebody was in Lubé, somebody was down. They showed the girl in Port Harcourt. For the first time, she will fly in her life. Those are the kind of people we're sent to. And nobody has been a manager in our family except her. I pray for you. You are the one I'm talking to. God will lift your head up. When I saw that testimony, I said to myself, I was worse than that when I started, when God called me to start Koza. So, in case you are thinking Koza is for the rich, you missed the God. People didn't tell you the truth that when they came to Koza, they were not like this. They were like traffic lights, green, red, yellow. I pray in the name of Jesus, I will soon see your face on the screen. Jesus said, come! Maybe you've been in a hostel before, they gave your bedmate an invite for a party and they bypassed you. And that has affected your esteem since then. But Jesus said, come! He would have said, come, if you're smelling fresh. Come, if you carry a designer bag. He said, come, if you labor. Have you seen a laborer before? Sweating. If he was fair before, he would be darker in the sun. Laboring. Or you labor. And a heavy laden. The laden or the thing you carried is more than you. He said, I will give you rest. I will help you. He's not looking for people that are made already in the world and he's telling them, come, bring to the church. No! Come! I will help you. What will I do? I will give you rest. Some people come to programs and they don't come to Jesus. There are many things around Jesus that you will come to. Some people came to dance. Oh, I love the music in that church. And they didn't come to Jesus. There are many things around Jesus you can be attracted to and not come to Jesus. You must be on guard. Maybe in 2022, you came all the time. You even came for DP, but you didn't come to Jesus. Does it not shock you that some people did miracles in his name, did many things, and they will say, I opened the blind eyes in your name. I did this in your name. And Jesus will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. But never. So, who was healing people? Who was opening the blind eyes? God said, because you are available, I can use you. I never knew you. Because you are a worker of iniquity. That would not be your story. That amen is not correct. Can you make it louder? He said, come. Not to position. There are people that left their churches to be here because they didn't give them position. I have heard a friend that said, I will not be ordained this year. And he left that church. He didn't say, come to position. You must be on guard. You must be on guard. When you strolled into Koza that day, what was on your mind? What did you see? What was your disposition? Maintain that disposition. Never be a professional. Never in your life. Because some people come to click. The reason why I can't leave that church is because of my friends are there. That's what you came to. Somebody was coming to church and stopped coming to church. Why did you stop coming to church? Pastor, when I entered, I saw people. We used to go to club together. But in your office, you saw people that you used to go to club together. You didn't lose your job. Why did you stop coming to church? Because it came to people. It didn't come to Jesus. It came to people. I am a chief medical officer as a pastor. I don't stand at the gate of my hospital and I say, blood. No, go back. This blood is too much. Go back. No. I admit. They said, no, Pastor. Do you know at the back I was smelling alcohol? Yeah, that's the real church. That's the real church. Jesus said, I came for the lost. I didn't come for those who are going to heaven. I came for the lost. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your coming will not be in vain. I say, your coming will not be in vain. There are many things we that are not, we are not on the same page with the Lord Jesus. We are not doing like people he died for. We are so selfish. We are so self-centered. We are so carried away by our needs. Go and look at the title of programs. If they say, let us pray. Eh? Pray. No. Jehovah, sharp, sharp. Sharp. Even if you know the pastor is doing jazz. Once it's church, yes, make it sharp. That will not be your portion. That amen is going down. That will not be your portion. There are many things around Jesus that you can come to. Isaiah 45 from verse 22. Hallelujah. He said, look to me. He didn't say, look at the screen. He didn't say, look at light. Look to me. And be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there's none or no other. Verse 23, I'm going to 25. I have sown by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That to me, every knee shall bow, not to position, not to scream, to me. In case you've been praying and you don't be having answers to your prayers, you didn't come to Jesus. To me, every tongue shall take what? An oath. Amen. Let's read 24. I'm going to 25. He shall say, surely, in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come. To who? To him. And all shall be ashamed who are incensed against you. Against him. In the Lord, all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. I pray in the name of Jesus. Your coming will not be in vain. Some people attend church only on the last day of the year. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your coming here will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In John chapter 6 verse 37. John 6, 37. Bible says in John 6, 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me. In case you've not come to him, it's because it's either you are walking in rebellion or the Father has not given you to Jesus Christ. All that the Father has given to me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast away. Oh yeah, you've been to prison before. If you come to Jesus, he will never, never. Oh, such and such person may condemn you. Jesus will never condemn you. That woman was caught in the act of adultery because you read in the Bible, you didn't know that she was doing something. But they exonerated the man and brought her to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, by word of knowledge, began to write down everything they did before they came. Once he wrote down what you did yesterday, the person will escape till she was found in front of Jesus. Now, she didn't condole her, but she didn't condemn her. Says, go and sin no more. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, anybody who genuinely from their heart come to Jesus today, you will not be cast away. No matter what you've dealt with, no matter what you've done before you came here, you will not be cast away. In the name of Jesus. In Revelation 22:17, Revelation 22:17. Are you alive?
Yes,
Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride. There are two people. They say what? Come. Let him who hears say, come. So it's not only that the reason why people don't go for evangelism is because they never heard anything. They never had any encounter. So they don't know what to. Can you share what you don't have? No. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirst, come. Whoever desires, let him take water of life freely. If you thirst, maybe you are in church today. There was a time, there was a year, I think. Okay, no, let me mention the year. One year like that, I was going from church to church, thinking I would hear something I've not heard before. That will make me be saved. I pray if you are that person, you came on the last day of the year, hoping that God would do something, something phenomenal in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you have come, you not leave empty-handed. In the name of Jesus, there are people that go for meetings. Meetings. People think it's the amount of places I go that will make God hear me. So they attend here in the morning, attend in another place in the afternoon, attend another place in the evening. The next day, they attend a prayer meeting, particularly women. they think prayer is moving from place to place. And you have equated coming to Jesus with somebody giving you a microphone or somebody calling you. The person may not be busy. The person may not be prayerful. And he has your time. After speaking, what will he say? So we have a need in our church. Around 500,000. And I know Sister So-So, you can carry it. So you go and disturb your husband too. That's what you do. Everywhere you think you are giving, you're not giving to Jesus. You are giving to yourself. You like attention. You've not come. You are into activity. But God says to tell you, don't take that attitude into 2023. Don't do that. Because there's more you're supposed to achieve than what you are seeing in your life. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be ordinary. Let me shock you. Some people come to doctrines. What do you believe in your church? I don't know. What we believe is what we believe. They don't even know what the Bible says. They come to doctrines. In our church, we don't do this. In this, we don't do this. Now, that may not be the fault of the senior pastor. If Jesus preached a sermon and people got him wrong, he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they say, we forgot bread. And he wasn't talking about physical bread. He was talking about religion. If they got Jesus wrong, who are you not to be gotten wrong? So there are lots of things people do in certain churches, even this church, that are not what God represents. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your activity will not be in futility. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These doctrines may be biblical doctrines, but that's what you've come to. You have no relationship with Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 55, I want to read from verse 1. Hallelujah. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He didn't say go, come. You know, my wife and I went to visit somebody. And somebody in that place said, I attend Koza too. You do? How long? What do you do? I just do my thing and walk out. No wonder she's qualified, but she's going through a lot. Because what you're going through, the people you're trying to copy, they are people that have expertise in what they do. If you want God to help you, there's a way. You don't behave the way you want. If you want the devil to help you, there's a way. They have expertise. We've tried the two worlds before. So I can tell. But if you have one leg in the church, one leg in the world, you are going to suffer for it. Elijah asked the question, how long shall you vacillate between two opinions? And I told you the word vacillate in Hebrew means to have one leg that is shorter than the other. It means somebody is walking like this in the spirit. You are not balanced. That's the reason for what you're going through. Not that God is holding a club in his hand saying, hey, until you serve me, I won't let you go. Oh yeah, are you ready to serve me? He's ready to kill you. No, it's because you have, in fact, your case is worse than those who are in the world. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. You still buy, but without money. So when we raise our hands to God, When we start kabashi, when I told one of the singers to sing in the spirit, we are buying something. But without money. What money cannot buy may belong to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I traveled some time ago and I asked someone to preach. And I was watching. The person said it wasn't a stomachache. It was actually cancer. It wasn't a headache. It was actually tumor. That thing you thought was just ordinary thing could ruin the next 5 years of your life. But you came to church. When we come to church, we say we are here for service. Actually, God services us. I pray in the name of Jesus, nobody will live here the same way. I say nobody will live here the same way. The things you've gone through and you survived, some people went through it and they were locked in the grave, in the coffin. I pray in the name of Jesus. If by faith they escape the edge of the sword, you shall escape the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for somebody here. Whoever is using your picture to pray against you, may God answer your behalf in the name of Jesus. Whoever wants to dagger you, whoever is calling your name, in the name, may God answer your behalf in the name of Jesus. Can I have a threefold amen, somebody? This was the problem God had, or Jesus had, with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were knowledgeable. When the preacher starts his message, they will finish the scripture for him. They knew it. Nicodemus sneaked to Jesus 3 a.m. in the night. Said, sir, I have observed you. I'm not just a teacher. I'm a lawyer. No more didascalo. Nobody can do what you're doing except God be with him. He sneaked to him. And Jesus turned the attention from doing to be. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your being will make a difference in the name of Jesus. I know you want to do. You want to walk and your shadow will heal people. You want to have testimony, but you want to live the life. You are confused. You want the truth. You don't want to come. You remind me of me. I've asked government, I don't know why you call someone like me. Because naturally, I don't want to be a pastor. I want to do something else. Maybe you are here struggling with God, hiding, running from God. And God has a finger upon you. And he says to you, come. You will never, I'm not cursing you, you will never know peace until you come. Whether with one leg, you will come. Whether your knees, you will come. If God has placed that, you're that person they call the black sheep of your family. You are that person God is telling to come. The devil doesn't give any gifts. He doesn't give anything. He uses what God has given you against God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as you come today, let everything change about you. If Jesus says in John 15 verse 3, without me, you can do nothing. And you've achieved something. You have a car, you have a house. And without me, you can do nothing. It means there's something. There's something you are yet to do that you have no idea about. As you come today, may your life preach a better sermon for people. This was the problem Jesus had with Pharisees and Sadducees. They were knowledgeable. They had the word, but they didn't have any relationship with the word. Child of God, I'm telling you, you may come to church every time the door is open. Maybe your house is near or is far. You bypass many churches to be here. But when you come in, you have friends that have taken the place of Jesus in your life. You have activities. Jesus told Martha, Mary has chosen one thing that is needful. And I can't take it from her. She sat by the word. She didn't only sit by the word. She had a relationship with the word himself. Where was Martha at the cross? Where was Lazarus that was dead for 4 days? Miracles don't change people. It's the word, particularly the relationship you have with the word, that changes people. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As I'm preaching to you today, if God sent me, Let the word of God enter into where advice cannot get into. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Unless you come to him, you've not come. Unless you come to him, you've not come. I don't care how many times you come to church when the door is open. I don't care what your tithe or your offering is. That's why coming to church is not enough. You must be born again. Being born again is not just coming out. It's to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is the last service of the year 2022. Are you going to step into 2023 remaining the same? Or because you live in a pastor's house or a minister's house or someone that preaches? Or you have a relationship with him? What are you going to do? Do you want to continue that way? There's a tree. They said, cut it down. Since I planted it, no fruit. And someone interceded and said, give it this year. It will bring fruit to you. Say, okay, let's leave it. Maybe 2023 is your year that God has said, leave. God wants to see fruit in your life. God, there are some things God is expecting from your life. So God does not want you to just attend a church. We all have done that before. Haven't you done that before? You just want to be a good boy in front of your girlfriend. You want the neighborhood people to know he loves God. He goes to church. Oh, he knows the song. Oh, he's an usher. So you're just going up and down. After the church service, you have people you talk to. Hey, how the club now? How we go hook up now? How we go do things now? That's not what God wants in 2023 for you. God wants a new you to emerge. And I pray in the name of Jesus, a new you will come out of this service. In the name of Jesus. Maybe what I'm preaching is not what you plan to hear. Maybe you plan to hear an exciting promises, prophecies for 2023. But I'm telling you, this is what God wants you to hear. He wants you not just to come to church, but to come to him. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. I need to round up by 11:30 so we can pray. God, who at various times, when you hear times, he's talking about dispensations. At various times and at various ways, spoken in time past to our fathers by the prophets. There are people in the New Testament that, you know, people just stop them. Hey, stop. Your name is Biodun. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your phone number is 0000. Oh, you know me. Oh. They put in the second leg now. Prophet, office of a prophet in the New Testament is different. Anything I tell you must be a confirmation. Did you hear that? Don't be stupid. Did you hear that? When I say don't be stupid, it's not a slip of tongue. Don't act out of scripture is what I meant. Don't do things and operate like you're in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, people didn't have the Spirit of God within them. Except kings, judges, prophets, priests. But it shall come to pass in the last days. I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Did you hear that? Don't be going from place to place. I want to hear God. If you just lock up and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, that place has become Zion. Can somebody shout hallelujah? The Bible says in Hebrews 1, verse 2 now, because of time. Hallelujah. As in these last days, spoken to us by his son. Okay? Can you see the difference between Old Testament and New Testament? He has spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed to be inheritor or heirs of all things, through whom also he made the world. Verse 3, because of time. Who being the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. So the Son will never tell you anything outside the Word. Ah, God told me. The Holy Spirit told me. And you don't have any relationship with the Holy Spirit. You have not come to Him. Please stop saying that. It doesn't work. People like you can believe what you said. It's now a cliche. Oh, the Spirit told me. Who is the Spirit? Before He talks to you, He wants to have a relationship with you. He said, come. He didn't say, I want to talk. He said, come. You can come to praise worship. You can come even to Pastor Biodo's teaching. And you never had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus. As you are hearing this message, if this is what the Lord wants you to hear, the Lord will speak to you Himself in the name of Jesus. He said, whoever comes to me, I shall in no wise cast away. God will not cast you away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So God is speaking to us through His Son. That's why you have to come to Him. There are some things you can never know. Even if you hear the best message, service can end, but what the Son is speaking to you should not end. But if you don't come to the Son, just like, wow, that man has grace. Oh, wow. He preached. What did he preach? Oleku. What did he preach? Oh, God. You just get excited. You took nothing. And guess what will happen? The birds of the air will take away the seed from you. It's the word that is not understood that the demons steal from your heart. And so the word is unfruitful. So you're just coming to church, yearning day in, day out, particularly if you come to for DP or you watch it. You just listen. Ever learning. Never come to the knowledge of truth. That will not be your story. In the name of Jesus. I said that will not be your story. In the name of Jesus. In John 14, I'm reading from verse 1. John 14. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me also. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. Amen. Hallelujah. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Don't pay attention to the mansion or what I've gone to prepare. When I come again, I'll receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may also be. I will pay attention to this verse 3. Maybe in the course of the children of glory, if God permits me. I want you to know that God has not designed you to operate by being into activity or coming to church. He wants everything. He called the disciples that they might be with Him. Everything might be with Him. Everything. In case you are doing anything for God, doing anything for the church, doing anything for the kingdom, and you don't have a relationship with Him, you're just wasting your time. Because the church was set up that people might be with Him. The Bible says, Apostle Paul was speaking, he said, they give themselves to God, first of all, and they give themselves to us. If you don't give yourself to God, you can't give yourself to us. That is where problem comes with workers. That is where problems comes with Christians. Because you don't have any relationship with God in the first place. I pray in the name of Jesus. Your coming here will not just be because, oh, I just need to go to church. It will be because you have a relationship with Him in the name of Jesus. Anybody who is here who does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, as this message will round off in the name of Jesus, everything God has been telling you privately that I'm confirming right now will be a reality in your life in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible says, let us therefore come, how? Boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace. That throne could be called the throne of power. It could be called the throne of judgment. It could be called anything. But God chose to call it the throne of grace. In case you missed it anywhere, in case something happened, you can come boldly and say, Lord, take me the way I am. Don't continue that way. Paul, to whom the doctrine of grace was given to, he said, shall we continue in sin and expect the grace to abound? He said, God forbid. So you don't live your life that way. You don't continue that way. In case you missed it somewhere, come to the waters. Come to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. I wish I could talk about mercy. There's not one person that asked God for mercy in the Bible that God said, how many times? Not one person. In fact, God stopped every time people said mercy. God stopped. There was a king called Hezekiah. God said he was going to die. Put your house in order. That man faced the wall and began to ask God for mercy. A major prophet like Isaiah, God told him to turn back. God does not say no to mercy. In Psalm 103 or 102 verse 13, says it's time for favor, yet it will happen by mercy. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor, yea, the set time has come. Mercy is more than forgiveness of sin. Mercy is living in the center of God's will. He said, let us come boldly to obtain mercy. Let me read the scripture to you. Oh, I don't have time. He said, the reason why you are destroyed by your enemy is because God refused to have mercy on you. But in the New Testament, God says you can, no matter what people have said, no matter the conclusion of men, you can obtain mercy. How do you obtain mercy when you have not come to Him? You can come to position. You can come, I have pastors. No, I can, I can call him. A mate of mine, we grew up together, was telling me, I can call a bishop now. I just entered into ministry in 1999. I can call the bishop. I'm like his peer. I can call him now. And he's not living right. I just laughed. I said, okay, you don't need to call him. Just don't worry. Because all he wanted to brag was that he had the number of the bishop. That's not Christianity. It's good to have the number of your bishop. It's good to have the number of your pastor. But if that's all there is about your coming to church, why do you attend that church? Oh, the pastor calls me. That's why you attend. Not because, no tree plants themselves. Somebody must plant. He said, you shall be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. Why am I in that church? God planted me there. Then I know. You are saying something. Oh, the church is near my house. It's near your house, but your office is far from your house. And when you want to eat in the restaurant, you go to Maitama, but the church, you just branch a church where your destiny will be made. You know what Jacob said? He said, surely this is the house of God and the gate of heaven. How you get to heaven, determine on the church you go to. Determine on the word you hear. How many are getting changed right now? What you are hearing right now is changing something in you. The devil doesn't want you to hear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah if you believe it. Hallelujah. Why do we come to Jesus? Number one, it is in Him you have access. It's in Him you have access. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 2, hallelujah. Let me read from verse 1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. Through whom? You see, if I just started from verse 2, you won't understand who the whom is. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace which we stand. So you are standing in grace because you have access to the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens to people that don't just go to church for position, for songs, for friends, for they don't have access to this grace wherein you stand. That is why we have a lot of churches, we don't have impact. So why do we come to Jesus? Because it is Him that gives us access. Ephesians 3:18. Ephesians 2:18. For through Him, we both have access. through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Some people call themselves slaves. Some people call themselves sons. You and I know that your house help don't have the same access you have, like you in your house. Talk to me. It's possible they employ that house help before you. But it doesn't. The more you grow up, the more you have access, more than the house help. Talk to me, somebody. It is through him we have access. We have access to the Father. That's why you must come to him. Number two, in Isaiah 27 verse 11. Hallelujah. When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who made them will not have mercy on them. And he who formed them will not show them favor. Did you see that? But in the New Testament, the Bible says, let us come boldly to obtain what people are struggling to get in the Old Testament. And find grace. Another word for grace is favor. To help in time of need. So, in time of need, when people abandon you, when people say, oh, how could you have done that? Oh, I'm disappointed. God said, come boldly. Come boldly. You know, it's very easy for you to brag and dance when things are in place. When you have to bury your head, God is saying, come, come boldly. Come boldly. Maybe you've not prayed for 3 days. And the devil is telling you, you've not prayed. Now you're lifting up your hand in church. Somebody here, I want to encourage you to tell the devil, it's not your business. It's not your business. Come boldly so that you can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Verse number 3. In Matthew 11:28 that I read to you, rest is guaranteed. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. That's why you can't afford to join a church and join a department alone and have a position alone because your tithe is heavy. No, you come to him. There's nobody here that should not wake up at night to do all night, at least twice or thrice a week. There's nobody that should not have a song they sing to God. David said, my voice will you hear in the morning. There's nobody here that you've been working with the Lord for at least 3 months that you should not be able to lift up your voice. Are you going to continue the way you did in 2022? Are you not tired? Are you not tired? Moving from lounge to lounge. Going from club to... How much have you made? What you call breakthrough is some people's change. Are you not tired? Now, I won't say try my God because we don't try this God. We do this God. We do things by faith. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Coming to church is not enough. You must come to Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. A new you emerge. In 2023, a new you emerge. Number 4, I'm closing on 5. In John 10:10. He said, the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came. I have come that they may have life. And have it more abundant. I love the Amplified Bible of John 10:10. Amplified. He said, the thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came that they may have and enjoy life. They have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's why you can't afford not to go to Jesus. Because he's the one that can make this. No pastor can make this happen. Oh, people blame a pastor. I've been attending this church for 20 years. What has pastor done for me is because you came to pastor. You should tell what Jesus has done for you. And pastor will marvel himself. I'm not saying God cannot use the pastor. And I give a lot. Every day I give. So don't think I'm just sermonizing to cover up. No. And my ministers give. My wife is a giver. But I'm much with it. They are human beings too. There is somebody who came. He was talking to living, breathing people. I came that you might have life. Which means there's another kind of life. A life without stealing. A life without killing. A life without destruction. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will live life to the full. To the fullest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anything anybody wants to give to you, God speaks to them. They are delaying. God will raise some people to give it to you. You will also be a giver. If you believe, you shout him in like fire. That's why you must come to him. Don't go to people. The best of men are their best. They're still men. There are problems. Everybody has something they're dealing with. But Jesus has passed unto heaven. He went through all things, yes, without sin. He's making sure what he died for is guaranteed in your life. That's why you can't afford to indulge in Christianese or Kosa language or just... No, you must come to him. He's the one that can make sure... Listen, I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. That is someone who has come to him. You will not be afraid of destruction or famine because you've come to him. At destruction and famine, you will laugh. You may go through things momentarily, but it will not last. Because you serve a God who does not sleep, who does not... Two of us don't have to be awake. If he doesn't sleep, if he doesn't slumber, then I can sleep. Can I say something to you? An angel will be fired in heaven. If you know Jesus and follow Jesus and you're in trouble, he said he has given his angel charge. Charge means an instruction that you give a military. He has given his angels charge over me so that I won't dash my foot against a stone. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you come to him, your testimony in 2023 will be different. Can I hear an amen like fire? Number five, because I'm closing on this note. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son. If the son wasn't necessary, he won't give him. He would just say, okay, just go to church. And once the 31st of December, just attend church. It's not about church. Just do what you want. The things you hold as philosophy, you will regret it. A day is coming that you will not say, I'm busy. I'm not at home. You will not put caller busy or busy your call. You will stand before your maker and give account of how you've lived your life. I wish that friend you're listening to will stand beside you. I wish. God will say no. You came to the earth, even if you're a twin, one person came alone before the other. Nobody came.